Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I'm Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah.
Yes.
What's our contact info?
Well, we have a wonderful Instagram. It's The Broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we did get a text message.
Ooh.
Another one from your buddy James.
What up, James?
Says, hey, Vicky. Hey, Sarah. So I know you guys love fan theories, and please don't cry with this one because it was so good and sweet. I want it to be true. So first off, it is about the Avengers.
Okay.
The last one. So has everybody seen?
Well, if you haven't, you're not a fan because even I've seen it.
Okay, right.
So
mind blown. It says, when Captain America goes back in time, he decides to try to make the world a better place by teaching it to be kinder, more honest, and compassionate. So as we know in the movie, he decides to go back in time, but he doesn't come back. He ends up staying and, you know, getting married and falling in love to Peggy Carter, which we've been wanting since the first, you know, Captain America movie. So he starts a local PBS show that is eventually syndicated. His show talks about standing up to bullies, loving those different from ourselves, and personal responsibility. The world no longer has a need for Steve Rogers, but instead has gained Mr. Rogers.
Oh!
So the fan theory would be that he grew old and became Mr. Rogers.
I love it. That's hilarious.
That'd be so cute.
I know. I was a Mr. Rogers fan back in the day, so.
I was a little weirded out by him. I didn't really get him when I was little.
Yeah.
But, like, I appreciate him now.
Yeah, see, now thinking about it, I'm like, yeah, it is kind of weird, but I still really liked him.
Yeah. There's a couple of things like that weirded me out as a kid that I didn't really why? Like, I was weirded out by Sesame Street.
Oh, yeah, I never really was a big fan of Sesame Street, but I loved Blue's Clues.
Me too.
Would watch that, like, every day I was homesick. Like, it was my jam. But now thinking about it, I'm like, it's kind of just a weird show.
I mean, it's really awesome. And they have subtle sign language you can learn.
Yeah, I didn't learn nothing.
Yeah, I learned.
We just got a letter.
We just got a letter. Did you see that they're revamped? They're doing a third installation of Blue's Clues now.
No.
They have another guy, and I forget his name, but he's a Filipino, I guess, actor.
Oh,
he's
cool.
Technically acting. So it's awesome because I think in some of the teasers I've seen, they call, was it Joe?
Yeah, Joe and Steve.
Joe and Steve, yeah. So Steve was the first one, then Joe. They call all three. I'm like, hey, what are you guys doing? And I think Steve's now like a private investigator or something.
In real life?
Like in the Blue's Clues.
Oh,
he's actually a musician.
But they're all like buddies.
Yeah, they're all buddies. Like, hey, you know, like talking to him in some of the commercials. It's so cute.
That's cool.
So, and obviously the animation's a little different now. It's like, it still looks good. It's just, you know, a little bit more revamped.
But Blue is still like the main dog.
Yes, definitely Blue.
They have like
Blue's
salt and
Clues.
Pepper. And
paprika.
You know? Yeah.
And what was it? The other one, was it cinnamon? They had another.
Yeah,
baby.
I think there was cinnamon, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the big pink dog.
Yeah, Magenta.
Magenta. That was Blue's little girlfriend.
Right.
Or wait, was Blue a girl?
Blue's girl.
Okay, it was still maybe her girlfriend.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows?
That'd be awesome. but yeah, like Sesame Street weirded me out because there was an episode where Big Bird was like off on an adventure or something, and his aunt was chasing after him, and she was following him, and she was all angry, and she had the angry eyes, and it scared me. I'm like, oh, she's gonna beat
his
ass
forever.
Because I'm like, she's gonna beat his ass.
Don't beat my ass. Yeah, I never watched Sesame Street, but Barney though, Barney and I were homies.
Oh yeah, I'm very much was a Disney princess kid, and then my brother came along, and he was obsessed with Barney. So then I really liked Barney.
Yeah, I guess your brother and I are like almost the exact same age.
Yeah,
so.
He's 6 days younger than you are.
Yeah, so we're the Barney was
my mom. Still has his Barney pajamas that he would wear almost every day, everywhere.
Dude, I used
two pairs.
I used to have a Barney stuffed animal that I would take everywhere.
Same. My brother.
I wish my parents still had that, even though it's probably disgusting.
Oh, yeah. My mom is that person who will save everything.
Is she going to give them, give all the stuff to you when you guys have kids?
Some stuff. Like, we found, this cute little dress I wore when I was little, like, itty-bitty baby. So, whenever, if I have a girl, we'll definitely put her in it.
Yeah.
But, my brother's, Barney pajamas are so faded. You can barely tell they're Barney.
Yeah, and kind of grody, probably.
But it's just, that's my mom. She likes to save everything. And not to get
we call that a hoarder.
A little bit.
Like, I kind of am, so I yeah. I know.
Well, I've had to go in there and get rid of stuff like, Mom, like, we don't need this. Let's do it.
It's just like the memories that you have and you feel when you throw it away, like you're not going to have that memory anymore.
I'm like, it's my bike helmet that got whatever gunk on it. It is disgusting.
You're like, I'm still here, but I'm not that little child anymore.
And this helmet is not going to fit anybody, and it's not going to, because the little foam thingies, it's not even up to code. These are probably expired. Yeah. Did you know, like, car seats and stuff expire?
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that.
Like that kind of thing. Like they're no longer up to code because they have to like update it every couple of years
make
or something.
It safe.
So I'm like, it's not even up to code, Dad. It's not going to protect anybody. He's like, well, what about, you know, Prince Migs? I'm like, no, we're not putting this on him.
Yeah, no.
I don't trust this.
Yeah, but your mom probably just wants it.
Yeah, like,
you know, sentimental.
Some
value.
Of the stuff, yeah. Oh, man. It's been kind of crazy with the whole idea of like sentimental things and not. Because I do save so much stuff and I have like two categories, like either sentimental. Mm-hmm. Or I could use this in the future, potentially, and which kind of screws me. Or I'll go on Facebook Marketplace a lot, and it's like, oh my God, that desk is free. And
I don't need it now, but...
It's an antique. I could fix it up and do something with it.
Oh, yeah, even if you definitely don't need it or have the room for it.
Exactly, and I'm like, I want it.
But I can do something.
Request, is this still available? Like that kind of thing. Like I have that problem where I'm like, I could use it, especially if it's free. And my, like, I think it's, I don't know if it's a Mexican thing, because my mom's the same way. Like my whole family, like we love garage sales. I always love.
Oh, I love garage sales.
It is like, I don't want to say it's better than sex because very few things are, but it's up there in that same like area.
Well, I think it's like getting a good deal.
Yes.
That is what's up.
So
I used to be like obsessed with garage sales, but now I just find them very awkward.
Yeah, they're not too bad. You got to come up. You got to come up with me sometime.
Yeah, maybe there's like a lot of people at one, and so it's not just like the owners of the house, and you're in their driveway, and then you're like, I don't like any of your crap, but thank you, bye. You know,
it's just being nice. Like, hey, thanks. Like when you go into a store, just think of it that way, and you don't like anything at the store.
Yeah, well, sometimes when the clerks are not, what are they called, clerks? People are on you.
Yeah,
you need some help. Can I get you? You're like, no, I'm okay.
I always feel like they think I'm gonna steal, so I get a little offended.
Oh yeah, I know. You know when they think that you're gonna be a secret shopper and you're like, I want to like prove you wrong somehow, but I don't even know how to prove you wrong.
I
don't
steal something now.
I don't have proof that you're actually a secret shopper, and then if I steal something, you're gonna be proven right. So I'm like, damn you.
But my so one of my really close friends is actually moving in with me.
Oh,
so I'm gonna have a second roommate, so there's gonna be three of us living in the house.
Wow. Okay,
so it's been interesting because she is basically, without getting into too many details, she's kind of like in a new, like the beginning, like a new chapter of her life.
Okay.
So she's in a sense starting over with some things.
A good chapter or kind of like a midlife crisis?
No, like this is like moving forward to something good.
Okay.
Like let's start fresh. Let's revamp. Let's, you know, change her, for lack of a better term. Let's change our style. Let's change things up so that we can get like a better footing to proceed through the future.
Okay, so her becoming a roommate isn't like, she's like, damn, Vicky, I love you. You have a new house. Like, I really want to be roommates with you. Let's do this. It's more of like a stepping stone.
It's more of a stepping stone. So it's not like a necessarily like a permanent solution. It's more like, hey, let's figure some stuff out.
This was not planned.
No, this was like last second kind of a thing where it's like, you need a place, I got a place. You know, you're one of my favorite people.
Yeah.
If you need this, like, I have a spare room.
You're being a homie.
I'm being a homie.
A very good homie.
The thing with anybody, though, like, if I were to do this, like, let's say I needed a place to stay and you offered me your place, mm-hmm. I have a whole life, a whole house full of stuff.
I'd be like, you're getting a storage unit.
Right.
We ain't got room for that, sorry.
Right. So right now, the thing is, like, before we can try to find a storage unit, because we don't know how much of it is going to go into storage and how much we're going to keep at the house. So it's just been kind of like a mad dash to just bring everything. And mind you, this is a really far distance. She's moving from Auburn to Marysville.
Oh.
So she's been bringing a bunch of stuff over little by little.
So why wouldn't you know what's going to be in the storage unit, though?
So she has a lot of crafting supplies. I love to craft. And
you
so
do.
Her and I are hustlers. So she's like, she has a bunch of stuff from previous businesses. Like she used to do like, floral arrangements for weddings, like she does bouquets or like table centerpieces and stuff like that. So she's still got a lot of stuff left over from that and from other things, and she's just this like super organized with all her crafts. So we want to set up, because I love to craft, I want my garage like to fit around to where we can do all our crafts, and
oh.
like between all the stuff that she already has and all the organizational tools, like, we want to set up so we have, like, the ultimate crafting area.
Be, like, not a man cave, be a craft cave.
Exactly.
For the ladies.
Oh, man, it's going to be legit, but we have to go through the stuff, like, okay, what stuff do we need, what stuff do we not need, and then separate them and, like, organize it, basically. It's the whole process, and then once we figure out what we don't need...
Like what you already have or something.
Right, we can put away. One of the things she also had, because she had a garage... In like she had an apartment, and the apartment had like a little garage, like individual.
Yeah.
And hers had a bunch of like stuff she was storing, but she had a bunch of wire racks, like six of them.
Oh, so you'll hang those in your new garage?
Yes, but those are the ones, like some of them have wheels, so they're the big ones.
Oh,
but they're not all gonna fit my garage, like to set up. I had to take them apart the other day, so I'm covered in bruises. This is what happens when you give Vicky a mallet.
She just hits herself with it.
It's just like me leaning. It's like, come on. Oh, man. It was a process. But we're going to hang those up. So we're going to have everything super organized. And it's given me a tiny Woody just thinking about the organization.
Oh, yeah. Organization. How? The OCD.
Oh, yeah. I hate cleaning. I love organizing.
Yeah. This seems like
a massive project.
A massive project.
And the thing is, she is very extra like me when it comes to holidays. So literally, she's like, do not buy anything for the house, for the kitchen, for anything, because I would bet money that I have it.
Oh, like for the holidays and stuff?
For anything. I'm just like, oh, okay. Well, I just bought a cake decorating kit thing because I want to make Prince Miggs's birthday cake when he turns one.
Cute.
In November.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I think I can do this. I've seen enough videos and I've done enough stuff on my own. I'm like, if I have these tools, it'll be easier. She's like, oh, you shouldn't have bought that. I have all of that.
Damn, you guys sound like two peas in a pod.
Oh, yeah. That's why she's one of my best homies.
You just craft together.
Right. We love and know how to do a lot of the same stuff.
Yeah. Because,
all the floral arrangements. Fun fact, I used to do horticulture in high school, so I know how to make bouquets and corsages and boutonnieres, and I can make a pumpkin floral arrangement.
Jesus. Oh, that's exactly what I need. Give me one.
Oh, I can do that. Yeah. Come over. We'll do it together.
All the supplies.
Bring the supplies.
So how long is this going to last? Have you given her a timeline? Does it matter?
Not necessarily. It just depends on how things go for the next couple months. I think anywhere between 3 and 6 months.
Oh, okay. What if you love living with her and vice versa? Do you think she would
stay? I think it depends because she has work kind of far. So she's adjusting her work schedule. Plus she's got pets, but we agreed that they're going to stay somewhere else because I'm allergic and I don't do well with animal hair. Yeah.
Well, that's good that you put your foot down.
Yeah. I'm just I can't. So we're trying to find somebody right now to
house them.
So we had one person, but then they're poopy. So yeah, that didn't work out.
That was a nice way to say it.
Yeah, that's a very nice way to say it. So yeah, it's gonna be an interesting chapter now because I didn't want to put that on my brother because I have my own bathroom, mm-hmm. and then he has a bathroom, and that's technically like everyone's bathroom.
Yeah.
So whoever's in that other room would use that bathroom, but because she's a girl and she's got the same amount of hair supplies as me times five.
Oh, man.
And makeup supplies. So we're basically turning my room into like a salon or my bathroom.
So is she using your bathroom then? Mm-hmm.
Because she also dyes her hair. So like the purple and the
pinks. But what about for normal use?
Oh, like she just needs to pee like that, any bathroom.
Oh.
I got two other ones besides mine.
Because that means your door will have to be open for her, right?
Yeah, but she can just come in like most of the time. Like she would obviously knock. Be like, hey. Doing a thing here.
Get out. I need my privacy.
Right. But our schedules are kind of weird. So I feel like it wouldn't matter too much.
God, well, good for you.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's going to work out. And that's one of the things she was, I'm like, this is what you do for homies. Like, is it going to be hard? Sometimes. Between trying to figure out space and stuff. And that's one of the things too. It's like with the stuff that she's bringing over, there's some stuff I'm like, do we really have to transport this?
Yeah.
Like, there's this big, I think you would call it an armoire. It's for papers, but kind of a dresser drawer, but it's big and it's heavy. And she was looking at it. And I'm like, what's the story behind this one? She's like, this was my grandmother's. I'm like, okay, it's coming. Like,
you're like, damn it.
But
is your grandma dead?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Because if your grandma's still alive, then it's cool. We can keep it here.
No. But. There's other stuff do you really need this microwave? She's like, yeah, I'm going to bring it. I'm like, I have a spare microwave in my garage right now. You can leave this one. You can take this one when you move.
I mean, you're first of all, you're super nice for even offering your home in the first place. Mm-hmm. And then now helping her move pretty much her entire life. Mm-hmm. Holy moly, girl.
Yeah. I'm like, I can't today.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't think I can much this weekend, if at all. So I'm like, and she's got a couple other people helping her out, but I'm like, let's get this done. Because it's also, I hate, not like I hate the disorder right now, because it's like I want to organize stuff, but like not until everything's here can I start organizing everything.
Because you don't know where it's going to go, what. Mm-hmm. And stuff. God, you're a very, very nice person. Especially because I know if, like, with our schedules, like, mm-hmm. especially for me, like I need my me time, my right. alone time. Either I'm going to nap or like talk to no one, do nothing, right. just to like, you know, kind of center myself. So make sure you still get that in.
Oh, yeah. And the thing with her, too, is because she works far away and she's a workaholic. So whenever there's times where she would just work at her office because she owns her own business. So she would work at her office and just kind of sleep there and just wake up and keep working.
Oh, God.
So she's like, well, I'm already used to sleeping over there anyway. So she's going to do like a couple days there, a couple days over here.
Yeah.
So that's going to work out a lot better. So it's only one drive she has to do down south a week.
Yeah, that's true.
And then come back and then, yeah, just chill.
Have her make you some dinner.
Oh, my God. She did today. Oh, my God. I woke up this morning and something smelled so delicious. And the first thought, it was gross. It was like, did someone fart? Like, I'm worried that I'm smelling something.
Does your fart smell that delicious?
No, it's just like sometimes you start smelling something that smells beefy. Wait, if I inhale more, is it going to smell like stink?
It's going to smell bad.
So it's like, I don't want to keep inhaling, but I'm curious to see what that is. But I kept inhaling. I'm like, nope, that's deliciousness. I don't know what it is. So I messaged her. I'm like, what's going on there? She's like, yeah, I'm cooking a pot roast. Just need some sides. So I probably won't be there till late. So feel free to help you guys help yourselves.
Is it like it has to be in like a pot or something?
Crock pot.
And like mm-hmm. just simmer for like hours upon hours?
Yeah, it's a crock pot. So it's just like a slow cooker, basically.
Oh.
So just slow heat, cooks the meat nice and tender.
It'll be ready for you when you get home.
Oh, my God. It's going to smell so good. And so I'm just going to make some mashed potatoes.
Potatoes,
because I love meat potatoes and some
you
corn.
Too. See, that all sounds disgusting to me, but good luck.
Yeah. Corn? You don't like corn?
I mean, yeah, but not just corn and mashed potatoes and beef. Like, it has to be with something, you know? The corn. I don't just like eat corn on the...
Well, it's not on the cob. It's just like, you know, canned corn. Girl.
Yeah, I don't just like eat canned corn.
Well, we do.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, well, like, I don't eat it by itself, but I'll eat it as a side dish.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Okay, like, it has to be with...
Yeah, the mashed potatoes and the corn and then the meat.
Yeah, it sounds disgusting.
It's amazing. Pretend the meat is like a Beyond Meat patty or something. I don't know.
I can't do that. That stuff is too real.
Really?
I haven't even tried it.
Have you seen one in person?
No, I keep thinking Johnny Rubs will go to like Burger King mm-hmm. and I'll be like, he's like, do you want to try it? And I'm like, I'll only have a bite if you get it. Like, I already don't think I'm going to really like it because mm-hmm. I've had something that was real. It wasn't that one specifically, but something that was really
close.
Like the tech. Ugh. Mm-mm. Freaks me out. And okay. then I'm like, did they make a mistake? Like, is this real? Yeah.
I do want to know. I want to update that immediately the second you take a bite out of one.
Oh, yeah.
Like a text.
I'll let you know. I don't think I can. Oh, I like the fake that you just microwave for 60 seconds. That is my jam.
See, I have trouble eating fake meat because it's like, this isn't real. This is
what
weird.
What is this made out of?
It's probably plastic. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm the opposite.
It weirds me out.
Like, what kind of animal is this? Is it really an animal? It's not an animal? I don't know.
Yeah. But what would you do in my situation? Like, if you had a friend crash, like, what would your limitations be? Especially because you live with your dad and you have Johnny Rubbers.
Well, let's get real. I would never be able to have anyone really crash there for that long mm-hmm. with my dad there because he's super crazy.
Let's say he decides to get his own apartment in California and he's never there and you have run of the whole house.
Well, in your situation, I would have to sit down with my roommate, which would be my brother mm-hmm. or Jay Rubs, and be like, what's going on? This, that, and the other. I'm way more crazy than my boyfriend is. Mm-hmm. My boy, I think
J-Rubs is very chill.
He would be very
like
cool about it. Like, hey, they need help. I would be way more, okay, well, how long? We need rules. Like, I'm really not that chill, so.
No, at least you admit it.
I don't, yeah, I.
You've had roommates before. When you lived
in
California,
I did,
briefly,
and I hated it.
They were gross, though. Weren't they?
I hated it. I'm just so like even with Jay Rubs, like I get so annoyed, and I love him. But even stuff that he does, and I'm his girlfriend, so I actually can be like, babe, do this. Don't do this. Do this, please. Just please. It drives me crazy. And it's been over a year, and he still does that crap. But at least I can be like, dude, what's up? With friends, it's way different. It's a whole other ballpark. I can't.
It's like, I don't see you naked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't love you like that. I ain't gonna.
It's
do
like,
some
well, whose fault is that?
You.
Let's go.
So with friends, it's way different. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys are peers, and whether it's your house or not, there's still that awkward, like, oh, you always leave the light on. Hey, can you please turn the light off? She does it every effing day. It's for me, it builds up, it builds up, it
who
builds up.
Who the hell
up.
Doesn't turn the lights off? That's what bugs me. Like, well, when I do see somebody
you'll be
who
surprised.
Does.
You'll yeah. be surprised. Or if they leave their dishes in. Or if there's something.
Like, oh, I leave my dishes all the time.
Or they
so
leave their
house.
Shoes, like, in the mm-hmm. middle of the walk. It's just little things that, mm-hmm. for me, because I'm crazy. But, like, with a friend, it's just way more awkward.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on their situation. I say I would let them live with me because it makes me sound like a nicer person. In reality, I actually don't know if I would. Depends on their situation. And then I probably have a timeline because I would be, I would have a timeline. And then if for some reason we got along tremendously, but mm-hmm. I have friends that I absolutely love, but I would kill them. Almost all of them.
Right.
There's not one friend that I'm like, you and I would be great roommates. Because I'm just crazy.
Right. And at least you know that, too. And one of the things, like, part of the reason why I've moved out of places before, it's like, I love you guys, and I want to continue being your friend, mm-hmm. but there's just some people that don't mesh together. Like, I know you and I living together, unless we lived on, like, two completely different floors that just happened to be connected with the stairs, and we had our own separate kitchen and bathrooms.
And everything, yeah.
We just happened to have stairs that connected each other. Like, we would murder each other.
Yeah, and that's how I feel, like, with a lot. Like, I've mm-hmm. always told myself, I just want to live with my dad. By myself or with a significant other.
Could you live by yourself, like, without a significant other? Because I feel like when I was by myself for a couple months, it was kind of lonely. I didn't like it.
I could. I'm honestly one of those people that, like, I rarely ever, like, get bored. Like, I can just entertain my damn self. And I, like, love TV. So I love my own time. And I can just watch shows. And I'm so, like, in and out as mm-hmm. it is. Like, I'm always so
everywhere.
I'm here and there and there. And I have, like, friends that if I want to hang out, I'll just call you over or something. But I would just be a little spooked sometimes, I think.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, for me, it's not too much. Like, I love my alone time. So that's why it worked well. Like, with, like, my brother and even with my friend here, it's like we have, like, weird schedules. Mm-hmm. So I see my brother at night, like, for an hour, if that. Like, I don't really see him. And even then, like, I could be in my room and he would go to his room and I won't see him. So I get all the alone time I want. It's just that spooky, like, I'm by myself feeling.
And it's different when you're in a house.
Yeah.
I feel like my dad and Jay Rubs were both gone over the weekend. They mm-hmm. went on some weird men's weekend that I don't get to know about because I'm a female. Rude. And I was alone. Mm-hmm. And it was trippy. And my house is, for my opinion, it's too big to just be alone.
Right.
And it creaks like a mofo.
Right. You don't hear all the different sounds until you're by yourself.
So it spooked me out. And my bedroom is on the ground floor. Mm-hmm. And so then the upstairs is all empty. And I'm here on the ground floor. So I'm like, my window is right to the street. Like,
right.
I'm just, yeah, that was weird.
Yeah. So that's the one thing. It's like, I don't like not having anybody. And the problem with our schedule, too, though. And I run into this problem all the time. It's like, I like to do stuff with, like, once I have my alone time, I go take a nap or, you know, watch TV, do my thing. It's like, I want to go do, like, either errands or just do something. And everyone's at work.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
Or by the time they want to do something, they want to start at, like, 7:30.
I'm like, no, I'm getting ready to go to bed. Like, maybe taking a shower. I'm hanging out watching TV. I'm not getting up and putting pants on.
I know. I find that. It's hard during the weekdays, mm-hmm. but then I'm also like, but I never see you, so okay, let me be a good friend, you know.
Every now and then, but it has to be like on a Thursday. I think Thursday is the only night I feel cool. Like, Friday you can kind of coast being tired, but I feel like if you do it on a Monday or Tuesday, you just go the rest of your week feeling sleep deprived.
Unless you take a 4-hour nap like I did yesterday.
I did not. I tried a nap. I could not nap.
Oh, they're building so a house upset. Right next to my house. Oh man, it's over and over and over and over again.
Get some, like, chill, like, Enya music or some crap.
Yeah, or some earplugs.
That too. But I'm curious to hear about, like, what are your guys' situations? Have you ever had to move in somewhere temporarily or had someone live with you? How did that go? Because I know my parents have had that happen. Like, they've had house people, like, when we were kids. And some of them just took advantage of my folks
mm-hmm.
and just kind of ripped them off, even, like, my parents are doing it out of the kindness of their heart. Like,
see, that's what I'm afraid of, too. And, like, some people mm-hmm. do get comfortable.
Right.
No matter how close or not close you are mm-hmm. with them. Like, if you're like, yeah, here's a place to stay.
Right.
You don't have to pay rent necessarily. But, mm-hmm. you know, just some people take more time getting back on their feet than they would if they didn't have a place.
But, I mean, she's already cooking dinner and doing all these things. So I'm
But she ain't your wife.
I mean, I'm going to try now. Jesus.
Don't be her sugar daddy.
She's my hetero life mate.
Okay. And then your brother's just like, cool, what's up?
They actually bonded the other day. I was really surprised. He started talking about something. They're like, do you know who this person is? I'm like, no. They're like, yeah, we listen on the podcast and we like the books, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, wow, I didn't know this about my brother. I feel stupid.
See, that's does awesome. Your brother have to pay less rent now?
No.
Oh. See, if I were your brother, I would be like, we need to talk.
See, like, that's like, it's at that point, it's like, it's a business transaction. It's like, that's, we agreed on this. And I actually gave my brother a discount. I was going to make him pay more. Mm-hmm. But I gave him like a good discount
on like whatever. So he can't really say anything?
No. Because realistically, I probably should charge him $200 more.
Did you run it by him before she moved in?
Yeah, I told him like, hey, this is what's going to happen. That cool.
Okay, that's not like, running. Yeah. It's not really running by him.
I'm the landlord. I mean, he could have been like, that's kind of weird. But
see, yeah. I'm just saying you guys are really nice.
Yeah. Too nice sometimes, but we'll see how it goes.
Yes, that's why I'm just saying make sure you have your you time. Don't. Oh, yeah. I know she's your really good homie, but still be smart about it.
Oh, yeah. And plus, she works all the time. Like, even when she's going to be working from home, she's on call pretty much 24 hours a day. So,
but still.
Yes. So I will be like, okay, I'm going to more probably what's going to end up happening.
We know Vicky hates confrontation and hates any of that. So.
Oh, no. She's very much like me where she doesn't like feeling like she's owing anybody anything. Mm-hmm. You know how I am when somebody buys me coffee or anything, I get all weird. Like this right now is like a huge, like, she's uncomfortable by it. She's like, I need to be able to give you something.
Yeah, I don't think you'd be able to move in with someone
like this. Like, I mean, it was hard enough with living with my parents for that time, but it felt a little easier because they were my parents or are my parents.
Not anymore.
They're not my parents anymore. But that being said, like we've agreed on trades and stuff, like things she's going to help me with, and she knows how to use a sewing machine, so we're going to be using that.
Sarah's sketch meters is going off so tough right now, but I'll have faith.
Sarah's not nice, that's why.
Or I'm just a realist. I don't know.
Busting balls.
October. In the beginning of October. We'll see. We'll see how long she's there.
Beginning of October?
Yeah. She moved in the beginning of October.
Sorry. I thought you meant like, I'm like, wait, next October?
No,
like,
she moved in the beginning.
Yes. I thought, okay. We'll see in October of next year, I guess. I don't know. We'll see how things go.
Hopefully she's not there that long. Jeez.
No, that's what I thought you meant.
Oh, I was like, she better be starting paying rent if she's there that long.
Yeah. Well, this is only like that part is a temporary thing. So we'll figure it out. But yeah, I want to hear your guys' stories. So please text in, message us, email us.
Am I just a bitch?
Yes. Maybe. No. No, and it is a thing. Like, I wouldn't do this for just anybody. Because I've had people like post on Facebook, like, I need help. I'm like, no.
Yeah, you're just going to sad face that.
Or just
status.
Ignore it. I didn't see it.
Sorry. She would do it for me, though. She'd have to.
Me?
Yeah. Wouldn't you?
What's the timeline?
Just a really long silence. Okay, that's the end of the broadcast today.
What's the timeline? She's How long are we talking here?
No, she's like, absolutely not.
We just said we would kill each other.
We would. Your rules would be all the rules that I would have for someone else, but your rules would be like, you have to leave the dishes in the dishwasher, you leave the lights on, you leave the shit. Like, so I would just go crazy. Like, everything that I'm anal about, you'd be like, no, we have to do this in my house.
It's like, I'm just gonna sit in my underwear and leave chip crumbs everywhere.
Oh my God.
Actually, no, that would bother me because it's like, that's how you get ants. All right, anyways. Bye, guys.
Bye.